Please note, your call is being recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Hello, good morning, Consumer Claims.
Hello there, this is Mrs. Mullet. I'm just ringing up on behalf of my husband. I usually do all the speaking and everything for him. I mean, if you want to, in a minute when I've spoken with you, I can always run down outside and he can say yes or no, which he does speak to you. We had a message on the phone the other day, but it was too late for you to call back, for Mr. Derek Mullet to call you back.
Okay, well, I'll have a look for you now. Would it please be okay to get your postcode and the first line of your address?
Yeah, of course it will. It's 35 Jack's Lane, and it's UB9-6AT.
UB9-6AT?
No, UB9-6HE, Hotel Echo.
Oh, that's it. Thanks. I was right off there.
I know.
Okay. So, okay, can I just please get your full name and date of birth, as I believe you're on the system as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I am. It's Teresa Mullet, and it's 24th of June, 52.
Ah, thank you very much. Bear with me.
Okay. I usually do all the, as wives do.
Yeah. Let's have a quick look.
But I thought we were done with you, really, because there was nothing really outstanding. At the moment with you, everything was coming back, nothing.
Yeah, I'm just having a quick look, because there's some stuff in your name that's just all uploaded now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, a lot of things are starting, because of the PPI deadline, the banks are actually starting to make more decisions. And they're coming in thick and fast. But the only thing that I can see on this account, why you guys would have been called, it's actually in your name as well. It's something to do with the Barclays. So that's all it is them guys.
Oh no, what it was, weeks and weeks ago, I had a letter or something from them just to say that, I can't remember what they said, they wasn't offering me anything,
they're saying that they can't locate the account.
Probably.
Because, yeah.
Over the years, because I'm 67 now, I've had loads and loads at the moment, I've got about 6 or 7 accounts in Barclays. I don't know what account they're even talking about.
Right, okay. So all it would mean with this, I wouldn't worry too much with the Barclays. It may have just been, was it a credit card loan or mortgage that you've had with them, or has it been a few things?
Well, yeah, a few over the years.
Okay, and would you have paid into the finances? So, I mean, the ones, not like a debit card or anything, in the last 20 years, so since, 98, would you say?
Would I have paid in? What do you mean, would I have paid in? I mean, if it was a loan, obviously that's now gone.
Yeah, I know, but would you have paid into the finances? So, would you have been paying it off?
Paying it off?
Yeah,
well,
since 98.
It would have been, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
if it's gone, it would have been.
Yeah, but have you paid them off before 1998, though, or after 1998?
I don't know, because what I'm saying is, I've been with Barclays since I was 15, I left school. I went with Barclays then, and over time, I've been with them a long time. I'm still with them now, and as I said, I'm 67. So over the years, we have had loans, and we've had home improvements and done all these different things, or, helped us out with money at the time. So I don't even know. Obviously, things would have been taken out and then paid off, and then maybe the other one started maybe a year later or something. I don't know. So I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah. My point with that is all it is with PPI, we can't go back any more than 20 years because we can't just hit the finances.
I don't even know. I mean,
it's
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Everything I've taken out with Barclays, I've got one more remaining one to do, which there's nothing on that, and everything then will be done with the loan wires and everything, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right. What I might do is leave that one as it is then, as I said, because obviously they can't locate the PPI there. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's good. At least they haven't missold you, I suppose. And yourself and Mr. Mullet...
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, you both have two strong claims with Halifax as well. You did pay PPI with Halifax or the Bank of Scotland. I believe it was for a credit card. And they're just trying to calculate for you now whether it is missold. So in about 4 to 6 weeks, Teresa, we'll have the outcome for them ones at least for you, okay?
Well, let me just say with that one is that's being finalised now. You know,
yes.
It was only £300 because what happened was, I heard back from you guys that there was going to be nothing on it, and we closed it down. And it was only that when I got back in contact with them myself, I rang them up and spoke to someone, and then I opened the case again.
Yeah,
and
spoke to you in February about that, and we reopened it, and you returned the letter of authority to us, so that's why they've making their decision.
Well, it's only £300.
I haven't got the amount in front of me. It takes us a couple of weeks.
It's £311. We haven't even got it yet.
Yeah. What happens is anything that you get anyway, it duplicates and gets sent to us. So it's not even on my computer. It's not uploaded yet. So as soon as we get anything anyway, we'll just be in contact. But they're trying to get you the high commissions as well as that £300. So hopefully you might get a better compensation as well, which would be nice, wouldn't it?
I don't think I will because... They've written and said we've looked into your case. It's going to be £311. Sign here and send the paperwork back, which we did.
Yeah, it's an acceptance form. So as I said, anything you receive, it takes us about 2 to 3 weeks more. If you can imagine, when you get posts, we get about 500-600 posts every day from different banks and stuff. So as it stands, I don't have that in front of me. But as I said, they'll send us a duplicate of it because you agreed to continue in February and sent us a letter of authority with consent.
Yeah, but if we both signed the thing for £311 and it's gone back, and they said it'd be in your bank within maybe a fortnight or 3 weeks or something, doesn't that maybe end it there?
Well, no, because when a customer receives a refund, the customer, no matter what bank or amount, you always get the money first and then the invoice is asked for after. We don't take the money first for the work done. The customer receives the full amount.
I'm not making myself clear. What I'm saying is, because we've signed to say that we've accepted their £311, if you say to them, they should have maybe £400, let's say, for example, or £350, I don't know, will they say no because they've already accepted these £311?
I think there's a bit of confusion here. Basically, if you're due a PPI refund, that's your main element. If you know the £311, that's the main element of your PPI, which they've agreed to pay you and uphold. But in some cases in PPI, they're eligible for a high commission claim as well. Mm. It actually comes as a separate claim. It's totally separate. They're not the same thing. So your £311, you've accepted that. That's cool. That's fine. But this is another one that's just added on to it. So it wouldn't affect that you accepting it or anything at all. Don't worry. You might get it, you might not with the high commissions. It's a bit of chance.
It's probably on cards that have got millions on.
No, trust me, you'd be shocked some of them, I guess. Some of them are much more than the main PPI element. It's called the Plevin. I don't know if you watch The Money Man or Martin Lewis or whatever, but he speaks a lot about it. But we'll just persevere. I'll put a chase on it for you now. And then, as I said, we'll just keep in contact. But there's nothing to worry about. It's a smooth process.
That's fine. All right, then. I'll leave it with you, then.
All right, my darling. Bye-bye.
I'll see you, then.
Bye.
Bye.